bread.
Yeah, I don't like Ezekiel bread, actually. For the bread, I don't eat much bread, but I use Dave's Killer Bread. I love that one. Anybody ever buy that?
Dave's Killer Bread.
Yeah. This guy named Dave, he was in the penitentiary for like 20 years, and he got out and decided to go straight, so he decided to make bread, and he makes the best darn bread, you know. And they sell it at Costco. You're a Costco fan. And most stores have it around here. I don't know if it's sold nationwide or not, but here in Albertsons, Fred Meyer, Wenco, all sell it.
Different than other breads you
make. Yeah. There's always, no matter what part of the country, and there will be a good bread, so read the label carefully.
What does this bread have in it that you like?
Just tastes really good, and it's got really all natural ingredients, you know. And I think he even uses sea salt.
You keep it in the freezer and then just take a slice out when you need it?
Usually we do that, yeah. Because since I try to limit myself to just one piece of bread a day, and Artie doesn't eat a lot of bread either, so now if you eat quite a bit of bread, then, you know, you don't have to do that.
Is that like $4 a loaf, day's bread?
Yeah, at Costco, it's about, you have to buy two of them, and they're about $3.50, $3.60 a loaf. At Winco, they're $3.76, but Fred Meyer, they're like $5.20, you know. And Albertsons are quite pricey, too, so you have to shop around, of course. But it's amazing the different prices on different things, different stores.
So you limit yourself to one piece of bread a day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, because it's a fast-burning carb, and I'm trying to keep my weight down. And so if you eat fast-burning carbs, it kind of spikes your metabolism in such a way that you tend to put on more weight. What say?
Limiting potatoes also then?
Yeah, I don't eat many potatoes, maybe once a week. And if I do eat potatoes, I eat small red potatoes, which are not as fast-burning carb as regular white potatoes, yeah.
Here's a tip. If you like potatoes, but you're trying to limit your carbs, radishes, cooked radishes like potatoes. And they taste similar.
Radishes?
Yeah.
Wow, I wouldn't think that. I've heard cauliflower, but not radishes. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Will you mash up radishes and put gravy on them?
Yeah.
Their sharpness when you cook them?
They still have a little bit of a radish taste, but they taste a lot more like potato than you put butter.
Oh, when you cook them, you cook them then?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Huh. Boy, that doesn't sound very appetizing, but I'm willing to try anything.
I grow heirloom radishes also, and they grow a lot bigger. They don't look like the stuff you buy in the store. They get almost as big
really?
As a potato.
Really?
But you can do it with the ones you buy in the store, too.
You bake them?
But,
steam them?
Well,
yeah, I just steam them sometimes, or just, you know, chop them and put them in and cook them.
I have tried that with cauliflower. It's not as satisfying as mashed potatoes, but...
Well,
you know,
it's with onions.
Yeah, radishes have a lot more flavor than cauliflower.
Really? Really?
You know, they lose their bite, you know, when you cook them.
Yeah, the radish loses its bite, but it still has a little bit of that radish.
Yeah.
It tastes a little bit different. I was really surprised. I read it somewhere, and I went, I'm going to try that, because I try to eat low carb a lot, too.
Yeah.
You got a steamer?
I tried it, and they're actually really good. I cook them up every now and then.
My brother bought a little steamer, and that thing is a quarter an onion. Put it in there. Steam it, and it's unreal. It's so good. They're just sweet. They're not. They have no bite to them at all.
How about sweet potatoes, boy? What do you think of that?
And sweet potatoes.
Well, it's interesting. My wife and I decided to eat quite a few yams and sweet potatoes because we read about this town in Japan where a whole bunch of people lived to be over 100 in good health. And they did a study, and the only thing they found different, they ate this vegetable that's kind of peculiar to Japan, but they said it was a lot like a yam or sweet potato. It was very similar in texture and taste. But this particular town, that was a real staple to them. That was the only thing they could find different in their diet. And so when Artie and I read that article, we thought, well, you know, I'll bet you know, yams are a lot healthier than regular potatoes, so.
And they're really good if you're going through menopause.
Really? I wouldn't know.
Well, the rest of us know.
Yeah, I recently discovered those yams work great in that steamer. You just pour them, throw them in, steam them, and they're just delicious.
Yeah, I've also found out about yams, there's a really big difference by the taste. Some yams are really sweet and nice, others are very bland. So, well, I'm talking about just yam and yam, you know. Some yams you buy from the same place will be really good, and others not so good. I guess just the soil or something. But yeah, sweet potatoes. Now, a lot of restaurants now are serving sweet potato fries, and when they have that option, we always buy them. But anyway, apparently sweet potatoes and yams have some of the same ingredients as Japanese root had. I can't remember the name of that root, but there's some of these places on the internet selling extracts from it for, you know, big bucks. But I figure rather than do that, we'll just eat more sweet potatoes and yams. Mainly we eat yams. We both like them quite a bit.
Yams better than sweet potatoes?
Yeah, I like the yams better. They're sweeter, a little bit more satisfying, I think.
Red garnet. That's what the red garnet.
Red garnet. Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
And it's called fern jest if you're eating it like from a tablet or whatever. When you sell it, you get the same thing. It's called fern jest.
Yeah, and the good thing about yams or sweet potatoes, you know, they're a little bit more than regular potatoes, but they aren't that much. Don't add too much to your bill. Now, as far as meat goes, I've been on a vegetarian diet and a meat diet. They both have their advantages. There's a number of vegetarians that are switching over to eating some meat, like Mercola, Dr. Mercola. A lot of you probably heard of him. How many have heard of Dr. Mercola? He used to be a vegetarian. His health wasn't what he expected it to be from the vegetarian diet, so he switched over and started eating a little meat, and he says his health improved considerably after he started adding a little bit of meat. In India, perhaps, where they've been on a vegetarian diet for many generations, it may actually be harmful to make a switch over to meat. It depends on how your body's constituted a lot. Here in the West, we're a lot more climatized to meat than some of the other parts of the world. And if you eat meat, it's important to stay away from the commercial meat. Now, I don't eat anything like Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore. When I was younger, the Kentucky Fried Chicken tasted great. But the last time I ate a Kentucky Fried, or last couple times I ate there, which was, it's been about 10 years since I've even eaten there, but the bones were so soft, you could break it. They felt like rubber. Now, they didn't used to be that way, and the taste wasn't nearly as good. Started tasting like sawdust or something. So
found were that people who have to chew longer don't eat as much. And so they're processing all the meats now in the restaurants and everything, so you don't have to chew as often.
Really?
Sauce it up with water prep first. Therefore, you'll eat more.
Wow. I'll be darned.
A lot of people don't eat oranges because they have to peel them first, and it takes too long.
Yeah. Silly.
Good idea to avoid additives, and Kentucky Fried is loaded with additives.
Yeah, I'll tell you, but the sad thing is I used to go there in the 70s and get 5 wings for 50 cents and eat them for my lunch, and man, they were just tasty as all get out. But then near the end, when I quit eating there, the the quality of their meat just went way downhill. And I haven't eaten there for about 10 years because I just won't eat that low quality stuff. And I don't know what customers are gaining through such low quality meat they now have. But I guess there's...
The people who are addicted to it. Once you're used to a low quality diet, that stuff still tastes good to them.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's Tyson chicken.
It is.
Yeah, Tyson. I won't buy Tyson chicken. You can taste the chemicals in it.
Well, you've seen
Now, Foster Farms, for being a commercial chicken, is pretty good. You can tell by the bones. You take a Tyson chicken and you can actually bite off a piece of the bone. You take a Foster Farms chicken and you can't bite the bone in two. And the bones are nice and hard. Now, they're getting more popular. They might eventually water down their product. The same thing with organic chickens. I tried to buy the free-range chickens, but you got to be careful there. What I do is I look at the liver. I open them up and look at the liver, and there's one brand of free-range chickens that's the liver always looks terrible, so I just quit buying it. And if the liver looks nice and dark and not bleached, then the chicken is pretty healthy. So you want to look at the liver of the chicken that you buy. Now, unfortunately, a lot of the commercial chickens don't have any livers or hearts in them. You know, just because it's advertised as being free-range or organic doesn't mean they're healthy. But the advantage of the free-range ones, they usually do include the liver and the heart. So you can look at the liver and see how healthy it looks. But if it's nice, dark look to it, then the whole chicken will be healthy. The healthiest chicken I found is one raised over in New Plymouth. It's very expensive, $5.49 a pound. I thought, well, I'll see. So I thought I'd splurge and try it out. And man, it was the best chicken I'd eaten. It brought me back when I bit into it. It brought me back to how chicken tasted when I was a kid. I thought, I forgot a good chicken tasted this way. But it tasted even better than the advertised free-range ones and organic ones, and wasn't even advertised as being organic, just raised by some chicken farmer in New Plymouth, which is 50 miles from Boise, for those of you who aren't around here.